What's going on, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Trigger. This is Trigger number 554 here on Wednesday, April 16th. Let's get started today. A lot of news to hit here. First off, some internal news. This week, many of you may have seen that Donald Trump Jr. and Lara Trump have joined the fold here at Salem Media, of course, our parent company for Town Hall Media. We're going to be working together on a lot of stuff, really enhancing our influence in conservative media, working with, of course, Donald Trump Jr.'s MXM News in a long-term collaboration. So very exciting news, very busy week over here, as you can imagine, especially for me. So side note, in the future on these shows, we're going to try to keep the show going one episode per week for now. But there will be times where my role, my ever-expanding role, prevents me from hosting the show. So we'll have some guest hosts, some recurring guest hosts, and working with Matt. Matt will be here. We may have some rotation coming through, but
I don't like change.
Well, you're going to deal with it. You're going to like it. I promise you I will try to do as many as I can. There's just going to be times where stuff takes me away, either on travel or calls or stuff like that. So meetings in town. I promise you I will do my absolute best, and we're going to try to keep the show going. I don't want to just end the show right now, at least, but because we are winning. We're doing so much winning. You're going to say, please, please, Mr. President.
Stop the winning.
Yeah. So that's a little housekeeping there. So over, what was it, the weekend, I guess?
Yeah.
Governor Josh Shapiro of Pennsylvania had the governor's mansion attacked while he was there. Let's take a guess who the culprit was. Shocker.
I know.
A pro-Palestinian leftist terrorist.
Yeah.
Of course, the liberal media jumped right away to say that it was a deranged right-winger when it couldn't be further from the truth.
Well, it's back to the Pelosi Hammer Time incident.
Yeah.
It's like they take one. It's like, no, the guy hated everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But he loves the Palestinians.
Shocker. Terrorist.
And he hates the Jews.
Yeah.
So he decided to, you know, scale a fence, which somehow the state police couldn't find him, mm-hmm. which was just ridiculous. I mean, I've worked in Harrisburg. The governor's, it's not that big of a property. Anyway.
Yeah.
He scaled the fence, had a hammer, smashed the windows, threw some Molotov cocktails inside the house where his family was, where the governor's family was sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
And, left the same way, and you know, decided to call an ex-lover. It actually is a kind of a soap opera. Called his ex-lover, and told him what he did, and said to call the police, and then he, you know, and turn himself, you know, to tell him where to find him so he can turn himself in. That turned out to be completely unnecessary because he showed up at PA State Police headquarters
mm-hmm.
and confessed to everything.
So. Yeah. Well, and then we have the feds arresting a man for threatening to assassinate our great director of national intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard. Let's play take a guess who it was.
A pro-Ukraine person?
No, well, I don't know, maybe.
Ooh.
But the name, dead giveaway.
Oh, it is.
Ali Akbar Muhammad Amin.
Oh, sounds like he's from Bucks County.
Yeah.
The Amish. It's
from
the Amish.
From Georgia.
Yeah, Lancaster County. Oh, my God.
Not Georgia the state, the country.
Oh, the country.
Yeah, maybe Georgia. The state? I don't know. Either way, Muslim terrorist.
Goodbye.
Yeah, goodbye. And he allegedly sent threatening text messages about her and her husband between March 29th and April 1st.
Jesus.
This comes after police arrested a Wisconsin teen for allegedly murdering his parents before plotting to assassinate President Donald Trump.
Yeah.
The world is sick. These full of these sick individuals, they're deranged. And
we stopped throwing people in jail. That's the problem.
Well, we're getting better at that now. But, I mean, the problem is this is only going to increase, especially because of the rhetoric of the left.
Yeah.
You know, they always loved to say that we were the rhetoric problem.
Yeah.
But in reality, it's them.
Yeah.
And I'm very concerned about, you know, just generally the safety and security of even all politicians. I would lump into that because clearly they're going after Democrats now too. Here in Northern Virginia, we've talked about some of the stuff with Teslas and Elon Musk and protests, and these feds and these libs are just fucking deranged. They're deranged.
Really,
yeah.
Let's see what else we got. Oh, this was a good one yesterday. Yeah. And you covered this one, yeah. So I'll let you talk on this. Joe Biden.
He came out of the bunker to talk about Social Security and dignity for some reason. And then
let's get this. They need to hear the clip first in case they haven't seen it.
Yeah.
Roll that clip.
I remember pulling into the parking lot, and I'd never seen hardly any black people in Scranton at the time when I was only going in fourth grade. And I remember seeing the kids going by at the time called colored kids on a bus going by. They never turned right to go to Claymont High School. I wondered why. I asked my mom, why? So in Delaware, they're not allowed to go to school, in public school, with white kids, honey. That sparked my sense of outrage as a kid, just like it does. I mean, and these young kids right here can tell you things affect them when they learn about something that's really just unfair and unjust. You know, my dad was an honorable man. And my dad used to have an expression. He said, Joey, your job's about a lot more than a paycheck. It's about your dignity. It's about respect. It's about being able to look your kid in the eye and say, honey, it's going to be okay and mean it. Well, that's what you're all about. That's what the legislation is about. It's about dignity. Simple dignity. Everyone deserves to be treated with dignity, regardless of their standing, regardless of their economic situation, regardless of who they are. Making sure that more than 60 million Americans who are living with disabilities are treated with dignity is who we are as Americans. That's what it's about.
We have to have a corn pop like throwback.
Yeah.
You know? Yep. Like, dignity, Social Security, which he totally lied about.
And colored kids on the buses.
And colored kids on the bus. Yeah. I've never seen them colored kids on the school bus.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Kind of like the time he marched with Dr. King, right? Uh-huh. Yeah, talking about Social Security, which the SSA fact checked him live, which was great. Even Fox cut away to fact check him live. The rest of it, I couldn't understand him because he was slurring and looked absolutely terrible. But yes, of course, Social Security, repeat DNC lies, talking points, and then talk about dignity, and then decided to denigrate half the country again. So it's same old Joe Biden. A failure of a man. I don't know why they brought him back out there.
Yep.
Is this like a do you miss me type thing? Because we don't miss you.
No, I know. Well,
I don't know who thought this was a good idea.
And he was just back to his old classic way of slurring his words. Take a listen to this.
People can't sign on to their accounts. What do you think it does to that woman's living alone at 74 years checking, just not able to even find out whether she can't even find out what that disability claim is she has? She can't file a new disability claim.
It's got nobody.
I think it really does expose the level of desperation on that part. They have nobody.
Well, and of course, they go right back to essentially the calling us all terrible people, deplorables, Nazis, whatever. Take a listen to this one.
We can't go on like this as a divided nation, as divided as we are. Like I said, I've been doing this a long time. It's never been this divided. Granted, it's roughly 30%, but it's a 30% that has no heart. What we see in America.
Well, actually, Joe, it's over 50% of the country that approves of President Trump now. And he won the popular vote.
It's only getting stronger. Only getting stronger.
Yeah, he matched his highest approval rating this week.
Yeah.
We're going to talk more about that in a minute.
Yeah.
The judges continue to be out of control, especially regarding this terrorist who we deported to El Salvador, a.k.a., quote, Maryland man.
Yeah.
As if he never did anything wrong, which, to start with, entered the country illegally, which is fucking illegal.
Child trafficking and all that type
of
stuff.
Yeah, MS-13. And it's like, they're like, oh, bring him back. Fuck you.
Yeah, we're not bringing him back.
Fuck you, to quote Andrew Breitbart.
Yeah.
No. This is war.
Yeah.
Okay? And then you have, of course, the in-betweener cocksucker pieces of shit who are all like, well, we have to follow the rule of law and abide by the court rulings. Oh, yeah? Did Joe Biden follow the rule of law when he imported millions of people in an illegal alien invasion of our country?
Or engage in the illegal student loan bailout.
And, well, yeah. He disregarded the Supreme Court, and he used taxpayer funds to bring those illegals in. And now these courts say, oh, no, Trump can't reverse that?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I know.
And it's like the same – it goes back to the first term, the same thing with DACA.
Yeah.
Executive orders can be repealed.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Yeah.
That's why legislation is more important than executive orders. Like, do we have to reteach the fucking Constitution? Apparently so.
Part of me wants, I want him released so he can come back here.
And arrest him
and
again.
Then we can arrest him again.
And send him
then,
to Gitmo.
And deport him again.
We should send him to Gitmo and keep him there permanently with all the other fucking terrorists.
I loved how President Bukele, who came and visited Trump this week, was like, I'm not releasing him.
Uh-huh.
Like, we're not doing that. Also, what do you expect him to do? Smuggle him back in the United States?
He
like,
called it,
what
quote,
do you mean by that?
Preposterous.
Yeah.
And that whole Oval Office meeting was great. Caitlin Collins slapped down by multiple presidents to her face. Like, it was
and,
just...
And the Secretary of State, Marco Rubio. And
Pam Bondi.
And Bondi.
And Stephen Miller.
Yeah.
And by the way, Stephen Miller.
Who was right next to her when he was doing it.
Stephen Miller, what a hero. I mean, I've been a fan of this guy since the beginning. Obviously, him and I totally agree on immigration policy. You know, immigration is probably the most important policy to me, so he's always had a place in my heart, but... he's just a rock star, and he goes out there and demolishes the liberal media to their face. And even sometimes he takes on, you know, the so-called Republicans on Fox when they're spouting essentially liberal talking points.
They are.
And I think Fox has been a little disappointing lately. There's, you know, there's great people over at Fox, but especially their weekend programming. My God.
Yeah, it gets a little like, lefty over there.
Oh, my God. It's just like, come on. This is supposed to be our channel.
Yeah.
Don't parrot MSNBC talking points to Stephen Miller and not expect to get fucking slapped down.
Yeah. And he willingly goes out there. I love it. He goes, like Trump, he goes out there and he stands there and takes all their questions, slaps them down, and does the round robin. And
well, now you have these fucking Democrat pieces of shit from the Senate going to El Salvador to try to bring him back.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
Like, what?
Yeah, Chris Van Hollen went down there. Left this morning, and it was a total disaster. Couldn't even get a phone call arranged.
And who do you think is paying for that?
We are.
Yeah. Yep.
So, no meeting, no phone call, went down there for nothing. As if, like, who thought this was going to be successful? But hey, he got his little PR thing done. He's probably going to fundraise off of it. And, you know, nice that he goes out of his way to do this for an MS-13 member.
Uh-huh.
But did nothing. Said nothing about Rachel Morin, who was raped and murdered by an illegal alien.
Yeah, where was her due process?
Yeah, where was her... Exactly.
You know? Where was Lake and Riley's due process?
Where was their outrage?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's crazy.
How many presses were sent on her behalf?
Yeah. Yep. Trump also signing a memo on illegals receiving Social Security. No more. Adios.
Yeah.
Also instructing Kristi Noem, the Homeland Security Secretary, to increase the program designed to have illegal aliens, quote, self-deport.
Yeah.
They have a chance to get out. If they don't get out now, we catch them, welcome back again.
Goodbye.
We also have a judge making a good decision about the pro-terrorist ringleader up at Columbia, Mahmoud Khalil. Go fucking figure with that name. Bye-bye.
Yeah. He can go.
Yeah. Let's see what else.
What about the one who got arrested after his naturalization meeting?
Yes.
In Vermont.
Yeah.
I can't pronounce his name. There's too many terrorist words in there, but he's been here. His permanent residence is Vermont.
Yeah.
So that's why, like, Bernie Sanders is all, you know, in a tizzy about this. But yeah, he went to naturalization to get citizenship. Fuck no.
Yeah.
Pro-terrorist piece of shit. Leaves, and then ICE is like, hello, come into this car.
Yeah. Oh, what else? Let's see. Economy. The economy is, I think, turning a nice corner here. Stock market has stabilized somewhat. Approvals for the tariffs is up.
Yeah.
And we have major companies continuing to announce major investment in the United States. Of course, NVIDIA. Everyone knows NVIDIA. For the first time, is going to be opening up new factories in the United States, producing NVIDIA AI supercomputers and chips entirely in the United States.
I was told that was impossible.
Yeah, me too.
I was told that high skill manufacturing in the United States was just a pipe dream and not going to happen. That also led to a market rally. So
yep.
Just give it time. We got to get, well, we have like 75 countries that yeah. are lined up for bilateral trade renegotiations. So we just got to get those done. I wish I could say quickly, but these things take time.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and it's like, that's what this was designed to yeah. do. Like, and they're like, oh, no, well, Trump backed down. This was never his stated yeah. cause.
Hard the deal, guys. Exactly. Got to read the book. Got to yeah, read the book. Yeah. Come
the
on.
Chaos is part of yeah. the of the negotiation.
Yeah.
And you keep him guessing. You keep him thinking you'll do whatever the fuck it takes. And when they didn't retaliate, he paused the tariffs. And that was a good move. Mm-hmm. China chose to retaliate, and now they're getting fucked.
Yeah.
It's that's how it goes. And we had multiple countries here today to negotiate. Japan, I think, was one of them.
Good.
You know,
Vietnam.
Not a huge fan of Japan, but Vietnam, especially now that Shinzo's gone. Yeah, rest in peace.
Very sad. Vietnam wants to renegotiate. South Korea wants to renegotiate. So yeah. These are all big, big trading partners that we have. So
yep.
just, you know, patience. Because the way that we were doing things, slow death. I mean, even Matt Taibbi, who's not a conservative, was like, burn it all down. The whole globalization complex. Burn it all down. Whatever they said to us with NAFTA and WTO in the 80s, total lie. Job retraining is like a red flag for any labor union member now.
Yeah.
So
free trade works if it's fair.
Yeah.
Right? And it wasn't fair. That's why they were reciprocal yeah. tariffs. These countries were tariffing us. And that's yeah. what people just like struggled to understand.
World is flat. Concept turned out to be wrong. The deindustrialization of America turned out to be a disaster. Bring it back. Bring it back.
Yep. And then you get the inflation report, which is looking good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jobs report looks great. Yeah. The only jobs that are being lost right now are government jobs, which let's fucking go. Keep it rolling. We need to speed up Doge. We have, you know, obviously this huge reconciliation tax bill, all one beautiful bill.
It got past both those major hurdles. House and Senate passed it.
Now the framework.
The framework is agreed to.
The framework is key. That's the first step of like eight steps.
Now we got to haggle all over the details.
Yeah, yeah. So they got to reconcile.
Yeah, they got to reconcile. Yeah. But that was, I mean, I was worried that there could have been 10 people that could have derailed us.
Well, yeah, there was some question in the House whether it was going to work or not.
I mean, he did yank the vote initially, and then they came back and we got the vote. So
yeah, Johnson did his job.
Yeah.
And Johnson and Thune both did their jobs. Yeah. And I've been pleasantly surprised with this new era of leadership up on Capitol Hill.
Johnson's getting shit done. I'm liking this. I was a little worried. I won't lie. I was a little worried.
Same.
But you know what? He's like, motherfucker.
He's stacking the W's.
You know, I'm pushing the Trump agenda. We're getting it done.
And now is the time to do it while we have a 5-seat majority because the two Dems that died. That's just the facts. I'm not saying it's a good thing.
Well, I mean, no. But I mean, Hakeem Jeffries, Team Obama, he's like, well, basically, the only reason why that they're getting things done is because, well, A, I suck, but it's not
gonna yeah.
suck. But B, my people keep dying. I'm just like, you know what, Hakeem? That's yep. not something that I'm pretty sure your party wants to hear.
Well, whatever. And it turns out that the decision Elise Stefanik made to stay in the House was a huge one.
Yeah.
And that's the reason why they did it.
Because
we need her vote. And that's going to be key here. And yeah. so
she's still young. She can, you know, she has the run of the table. She would have been a great ambassador for the UN.
She would have been great for that. Yeah. I heard she's going to run for governor of New York.
Oh, good.
That's what the little birdies have been telling me. So we will see. What else on the economy? I think that's it for now. Things are turning the corner there. We're going to see, you know, like Secretary Scott Bessent said, who, by the way, is a fucking rock star.
Yeah.
What an upgrade. From Yellen to him.
It's awesome, isn't it?
He's been great. And like he said, it's going to take 6 months to unwind this shit.
Yeah.
And in 6 months, and he said this, I think, about a month ago, in 6 months you will see the Trump economy in action. But in the meantime, there's a transitionary period.
Yeah.
Unlike their claims of inflation being transitory back in the old administration,
yeah,
this is transitory, this change. You can't remake the economy without breaking some eggs.
Yeah.
And that's going to happen.
This isn't SimCity, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Let's see. Foreign affairs. You know, things are going okay, I'd say. Some questions about what's going to happen with the Houthis in Yemen, what's going to happen with Iran, with the nuclear deal. We'll continue.
We're bombing the shit out of them. Let me tell you, I've never seen videos the way that this administration is releasing these videos. You see, there's like 50 of them, and they're gathering to attack our ships,
mm-hmm.
and they just get blown to bits.
Yeah, blown away.
They just get blown yep. away. It's like modern warfare, yeah. in Call of Duty. Like, pieces of them are flying everywhere. Yeah,
Trump's like, you're not attacking any more of our ships.
Yeah.
And also what I've heard is that we are organizing and supplying a ground offensive by the real government of Yemen to retake the area the Houthi rebels control.
Wow, that's a huge chunk of the country.
Oh, yeah. It's like half the country. Yeah. And so that would be a big defeat to Iran. And the nuclear deal, I think there's a lot of, like, art of the deal again on this. The first position was, Iran cannot have a nuclear bomb. And that's the correct one.
Yeah.
Then they're like, okay, well, if we have to bomb the shit out of you, we're going to do it. And now we're like, okay, let's go to the table and talk.
Yeah.
And so we'll see what happens there. You know, there's supposed to be, I think, negotiations in Rome this weekend over that. Some leakers being rooted out at the Pentagon. Some very high-level leakers.
Yeah, three so far.
I don't know enough about this story to really give you an educated opinion, but I'm glad that they're rooting these people out, because that was a huge problem in the first Trump administration, was the so-called conservatives giving leaks to liberal publications.
Yep.
Also, an unauthorized disclosure of actual confidential material. And so that's way worse than the fucking Signal chats that actually didn't have
notice any... Notice how that story died.
Well, yeah.
It's gone.
The Democrats are basically having nothing that sticks. And also, I think it really comes down to this White House's correct opinion, and especially President Trump, his stance, that they just don't give a fuck what the liberal media says.
And neither do most of the people. Yeah. I mean, millions have gone to alternative information ecosystems and stuff like that. Like, they don't care what they know that
it's conservative bullshit. Media X and platforms like that are the ones that are telling the truth. Yeah. And you see the dying readership and viewership of liberal media outlets. Yeah.
And also, every single sky's falling story about Trump has been posted, and none of it has ever come true. So people are just tired of this crap.
Yeah.
The only ones who still believe it are the ones who are throwing Molotov cocktails at Tesla dealerships. And they're going to jail and losing the right to vote. Yeah. So, whatever.
Yeah. Do you see the protesters get tased at MTG's town hall?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm also...
I would have shot that
There's
guy,
also... But that's just like, me. We don't need to be holding these town halls.
Yeah. Like,
that's unnecessary. They're all astroturfed lib protesters. Well, that's
the problem. Like, the act itself isn't bad, but it's just like they're all being paid.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
The whole Harriet Hageman in Wyoming.
Yeah.
January 6th was the chant. That was
No
one gives a shit about that there.
Uh huh.
So there you go. That's how you know that it overreaches.
Yeah. Let's see. IRS. 20,000 IRS.
Yes, they took the deal. Workers
took the buyout.
Yep.
Good riddance. Fuck off. Hopefully never see you again. also, take a guess who's about to be the acting IRS commissioner.
Gary Shapley.
Yeah.
Yep.
The one who led the, or I think was the whistleblower.
One of them. Yeah, one of them.
About the Hunter Biden taxes investigation. So
now the Biden DOJ, basically just derailed them and blocked them at every turn. And now... Yeah. That was an epic testimony. They tried to discredit, the Dems tried to discredit him and Joe Ziegler, who's a Democrat, and mm-hmm. they just shot down every single one.
Yeah. Because
these two guys are credible. They're not hacks. I mean, it comes after the other, I forget her name. She resigned after the IRS became part of the deportation force.
Yeah.
Because they're sharing illegal alien taxpayer information with ICE.
Yep.
So...
Good riddance. Yep. Adios.
Yep.
Also, in some great news today, Secretary of State Marco Rubio, who's also doing a phenomenal job. I mean, mm-hmm. this team is just knocking it out of the park. Hegseth, particularly, as well. I know he's dealing with his leaker issue, but in general, he's doing a great job. But Marco Rubio announced today that he is going above and beyond to protect the free speech of every citizen in the United States. Something that the State Department wasn't doing previously. As a matter of fact, the State Department's Counter Foreign Information Manipulation and Interference Department had, quote, actively silenced and censored the voices of Americans they were supposed to be serving. And we experienced that personally, well, I guess business-wise, here at Town Hall, but also personal accounts and stuff like that, being silenced for things like what they deemed COVID misinformation and election misinformation. And again, the State Department is supposed to be for foreign affairs, not internal affairs. Yeah. But that department is now shut down, $50 million in savings, 30 full-time bureaucrats are gone.
Fascists, you mean?
Well, yeah. And then they'll turn around and call us the fascists, even though we're the ones that want free speech and, you know, freedom to assemble and freedom to keep and bear arms, you know, those things. Some woke stuff occurring. So, first off this morning, a very interesting ruling over in the UK by their Supreme Court ruling that...
chicks with dicks are dudes.
Yes. That's one way to put it. Yeah, it's the summary. Yeah. And, of course, the left over there and over here melting down over that. Yeah, so
tough shit.
I wouldn't be surprised if you eventually see a case like that make it up to the Supreme Court here.
The great backlash to this is really happening in Europe. It's trickling here, but Europe especially, you know, blocking, you know, nixing puberty blockers from the National Health Service and stuff like that. Like, they have eyes are wide open.
Well, the tranny shit just got so deranged and out of control. And eventually people are like, we shouldn't be doing this to children.
No.
Like, we shouldn't be allowing this.
No.
And so that's great. Also, speaking of chicks with dicks, in women's sports, remember back in February, that little encounter at the White House where the governor of Maine, you know, bitched at Trump and he's like, we'll see you in court.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? She got her wish because now the Department of Justice and the Trump administration announcing a lawsuit on Wednesday against Maine's education department for defying an executive order barring men from women's sports. So,
well, it comes off after that, after their AG sent that letter, which was deranged, but whatever.
Yeah.
See, have fun.
And on Monday, Harvard announced that it would not be complying with the Trump administration's directive, further highlighting their anti-Semitic ways. I mean, their campus has been taken over by terrorists, if you've seen some of their videos.
Yeah. Harvard doesn't need funding, to be honest with you.
Well, guess what? $2.2 billion frozen.
Oh, good.
But this also brings up a much larger question about why these schools should be getting that federal funding in the first place, especially these private universities with huge endowments.
Yeah. Harvard's endowment is like, what, $60
billion? Yeah. And then further, Trump taking this, and I really like this, perhaps Harvard should lose its tax-exempt status and be taxed as a political entity if it keeps pushing political, ideological, and terrorist-inspired-slash-supporting sickness.
Oh, yeah.
And I couldn't agree more with that.
Do it now!
That'd be a good one. A little Empire Striking Back here up in New York. New York Attorney General could soon be facing federal charges for mortgage fraud.
Yeah.
She's been referred to the Justice Department for potential prosecution. She allegedly... and I use that term very lightly in this case, but, you know, cover our ass, that she falsified records to get home loans for a property in Virginia that she claimed was her, quote, principal residence in 2023 while still serving as a New York State prosecutor.
Yeah.
And that's very interesting.
Goodbye, Letitia James.
Yeah. Well, you know, revenge is a dish best served cold. And hopefully her meals in jail will be cold for a long time.
Yeah.
Last but certainly not least, one thing I want to note here, of course, Easter coming up this weekend, the holiest weekend of the year for Christians around the world. Last year, Easter was commemorated at the White House by being proclaimed the, what, Transgender Day of Visibility or some shit like that.
Oh, is that the one where they flashed the...
That was the same around the same time,
yeah. All those, okay.
Well, we finally have a president again who is a great... defender of religious freedom, but also a great backer of Christians, and fulfilling another campaign promise that he would give it a proper recognition. Take a listen to Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt, who also is doing a phenomenal job up at the White House.
The president promised millions of Christians across the country on the campaign trail that he would create a White House faith office when he returned to the White House, and he has delivered on that promise. The White House Faith Office has put together an extraordinary week-long celebration currently underway for Holy Week ahead of Easter Sunday. The president signed a Holy Week proclamation, filmed a special presidential video message, and will be hosting a pre-Easter dinner tomorrow night and a White House staff Easter worship service on Thursday. The president and the first lady are honored to continue the tradition of the White House Easter egg roll, which will take place on the South Lawn next Monday.
Yep.
Yeah.
We're saying Easter again.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we are going to wrap up today's show. We hope you all have a blessed Holy Week and happy Easter to you all. Of course, if you have any comments, email us, triggered@townhall.com. We love hearing from you. And if you enjoy Triggered and want it uncensored, you already know what to do. I've been in meetings all day, and I'm losing my voice. So townhallvip.com, use the promo code FIGHT for 60% off to back what we are doing here and fighting back against the liberal agenda. We love you all. Thank you to all of you, especially those who are VIP members.
Yes.
It means the world to us, and it means the world to you all that you all listen to this show every week and love us, and we love you all. And we hope you have a great Easter weekend. We will, someone will be here next week to do the show. next Wednesday, April 23rd.
See you then.